This is Sam Carpenter. I'm the owner of Work the System Enterprises and author of the book Work the System, The Simple Mechanics of Making More and Working Less. The book's been out about 7 years. It's in its third edition. It's had quite a good following in the business world, small to medium-sized businesses and people who want to get into business. And we talk about operations. We talk about making a business work. I'm here with Josh Fonger, my business partner and Work the System Consultants. Hey, you there, Josh?
I'm here.
Okay. We're going to talk about how to lead a transformation in your small business or medium-sized business from the normal status quo, and that usually means a chaotic day-to-day operation without much bottom line, to a business that is running like a Swiss clock and actually produces some great profits. If you've read my book, you know my story. I've owned a call center in Bend, Oregon for the last 30 years, and the first 15 years were a nightmare. And I talk about all this in the book, but I had a kind of an enlightenment in the middle of one night, a single point in time, and everything changed, and I saw the world differently. It has to do with a mindset shift. I know a lot of you are new. We've had tremendous growth in our subscription rate at the website, tremendous visitation. In fact, in the last 10 days, we've had over 5,000 new subscribers. This all kind of started last January. So some of you who are brand new have not read my book, but part one starts about this mind shift into what we call the systems mindset. And it's a different way of looking at your business. If you're a small to mid-sized business owner, bricks and mortar or online, and can relate to my story and are looking for dramatic growth, simple operations, and predictable profits, while your business becomes a separate entity that you don't have to be a slave to, then you should really take out a pen and paper and make some notes. And hand this off to your friends, too. Tell them to go to workthesystem.com. The podcast is right off the front page, as you know. Let them go ahead and subscribe, and they can get on our mailing list, too. As a preliminary here, this is about leadership. We're not going to get down into the weeds. We're talking about decision-making and the mindset of a leader, and that's you. As Josh says, it's not about using size 12 font. This podcast is about you and how you approach things, because this is where people fail or succeed. Oh, I know. What do? Mostly Josh and I do coaching and consulting, and we have a number of products, but our big effort right now is in our coaching. We'll talk about that a little bit more as we go on. But let's get down to it, Josh. The main reason we're doing this is not to tell my story again, but to really detail the process of how to lead this change. And you have the unique experience of working with all of our coaching and consulting clients. We've been together, Josh, what, over 3 years now, pushing 4 years?
Yep.
And you have worked with scores and scores of businesses all over the world. On a very high level, we have one account that's $500 million, and then we go right down to the smaller business that has $100,000 in annual revenues. And you've worked with all of them, and your expertise is installing the systems mindset in people's heads and the system methodology in their business, and you're the one in the field. You've had so much experience. And in fact, I want to interview you for a change rather than the other way around, as we've done in a couple of other podcasts. That's how we'll do this. So I'll interview you, and I'll throw in some tidbits. How many companies have you worked with so far?
That's a good question. I would say 225 companies, right around there.
Wow. You're saying you've done this before. And I guess I'll throw this in, and we've talked about it, but you're running a 99% success rate with people. They start, they get excited, the fundamentals are simple, applicable to any kind of a business, and they turn their lives around. Would that be an accurate assessment?
Yeah, well, I've certainly done it before. I've had a chance to work out the kinks in my systems. You know, I think making the shift from a business that is based on the business owner and growing it into a business that can run independently, it's just really hard work. It's not easy. That's why most business owners fail when trying to make this shift or even too scared to try, because it's risky and no one wants to fail. So I'm really excited about this discussion today because it's so important to get it right the first time, because if you don't, it's expensive, it's time consuming, just a big problem. And I hope business owners really pay attention, take some notes, and when they do lead this shift, they do it the right way.
Okay. Josh, let's start at the beginning. What's the first step to making this transformation happen?
Well, as you pointed out in your book, the key is seeing your world and your business as a collection of separate systems. You really need this new perspective, as you say, outside and slightly elevated. If the business owner cannot get this perspective and properly train their staff, it's just not going to happen. I've seen it many times. They want to jump right in, start documenting procedures, but they're really missing the foundation and ensuring, they're ensuring failure. It's that important to get the mindset, integrate this into your business and into the culture. Remember that one chemical supply client we had in British Columbia?
Right.
They were gung-ho. They wanted to make the shift happen. They wanted a shortcut, really, to make this shift in just a few days or a few weeks. You can make the shift in your mind that quickly, and it does come into your business, but they just started documenting. But what they found is that it wasn't about the procedures. They were trying to do this alone, thought they could, and a lot of companies can. But what happened is they gave us a call. I don't know if you remember this. Employees were frustrated. No efficiencies had been gained. So orchestrating everyone to make this mindset shift together and to move boldly in synchrony in the right direction, taking a step back, getting outside and slightly elevated, and then walking in a straight line, smooth, straight, logical line. There really is no shortcuts. The foundation has to be set first.
When I was figuring this out on my own 15 years ago, the first few months were tough. And not everyone jumped on board. They resisted. That's part of the reason we call this phase the quote-unquote heavy lifting. I'm a pretty tenacious guy, and I knew I was on the right track. So with my team, it was either get on a bus or get off. Either way, we're going this way. What's next? What does a business owner need to be prepared for when they're making this shift in their company?
There is a dental operation I'm working with right now that just went through this shift. The results have been nothing short of amazing. See, once the mind shift happens, then an owner must immediately lay a strong strategic direction for the business and operational framework. And we call those the strategic objective and operating principles. Now, for anyone listening to this who doesn't know what these documents are, you can read about them in Sam's book. It's free on the website, workthesystem.com. Just go right to chapter 10 and go into all the details right there. So to keep things rolling, I mean, you get these documents set up, and that's what the dental office did. What these documents did is it focused them clearly where they want to go with their practice and how they would operate. And then once these documents were ready to go live, they made a major announcement to the whole company, carefully explained how these documents worked, how they would apply. They gave examples, asked for suggestions, and they really laid the foundation strongly and tried to get as much participation and buy-in from their staff before they altered their actions and started the procedure documenting process. That's really the first key, is lay the foundation and involve your team. But then you have to actually follow through with it. And for them, that was shifting their offerings, so no longer the orthodontic services they were before, making a significant price increase to their offering, taking on two new employees. What else did they do? They altered their marketing direction. They had a spike of 300% growth in new customers in just a month. They fired an employee who didn't follow their operating principles with regards to teamwork. I could go on and on and on. But the key is not just writing the documents, but getting everyone involved and then following through, being congruent with those, making the tough strategic decisions that's going to keep you focused, more profitable, and isolate the business from just being about you, the business owner, but being about the business. So when this company, gosh, it's 30 years old, but it's going to double in size the next 12 months. I mean, they are moving quickly, making these shifts, removing the waste, removing the clutter. And it was because the team has a clear plan. They explained the plan, and then they followed through with it. And that takes some serious leadership. And let me add just one more thing. The key is you don't want a false start. Your team wants a strong leader. If you screw up this initial transition, it's just going to make everything else 10 times harder. You can't just send an email to everyone and say, here you go, this is the new direction. You have to get everyone together, draw a line in the sand, clearly explaining to them, this was how we used to be, this is how we're going to be now, showing them the way.
So the takeaway here is not just writing down your strategic objective and general operating principles, but actually following through with what you say in those documents. And I know, and you know, that's where the major failures happen, and most of the failures come from the no follow-through. There's just no follow-through. It all sounds great. It's like a mission statement on the wall. We all want to be the best. We want all our customers to be happy, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't mean anything. And so the strategic objective and the operating principles are quite specific. They're short documents, but they're quite specific, and you stick to it. You get your staff to follow along and contribute to those documents, and that's key. Josh, what about online or what some people call virtual businesses? Is their shift any different than what we call a bricks and mortar or a traditional business?
The short answer is no. No, it's not. It's exactly the same, but they do have different challenges along the way. So in the case of the dental office, they had 12 employees. They were all physical. They came to an office. In an online business, usually the teams are virtual. So I had this one client a few months ago who sold high fashion jewelry online. And when we first started working together, it was just her and her husband working part-time. They had been in business for about a year, so it wasn't a startup, but work hours were getting long. Everything was in her head. Actually, the business and the brand were literally her. We know that's not a scalable model. So what she did is she focused in on this strategic objective that would scale, so she shifted her strategy. She wrote her operating principles, and this is just with her and her husband. And then they started to document the processes. Long story short, within just 6 months, she had 3 virtual employees, a fulfillment center doing all the packing and shipping, several co-branded lines of jewelry, and her sales were up 500% from where we started. It was amazing to watch. So she made sure that each new recruit, because she brought in 3 team members and the fulfillment center, knew all about the strategic objective and operating principles, how they were used. This allowed them to actually make the gray area decisions for her, right? In a new business, everything has not already been figured out. So you really need to trust your team to create the structure. But you as the leader need to give them the foundation so that they have something to build on. One key for having your team produce these high-quality procedures is to write a procedure for procedures for the business. Now, Sam, you have an example of this in the back of your book. I think it's Appendix H. This document lays out how to name your procedures, where to save them, how to write them, the purpose of them, templates, who can approve them, a whole lot of other things. And once the team is equipped with this procedure, it keeps everyone in line and the quality of the written processes goes way up. It's a beautiful thing to watch it when it happens this way, and it's something really important to do. If you skip this, then again, you're not equipping your team. They're not going to know how to do this the right way, and your chance of failure goes up dramatically.
Hey, I'll throw a sales pitch in here, Josh. We do have software for documentation. It's called businessdocumentationsoftware.com, and you can find it on the front page of the Work the System site. And this is June 2015, and our version 2 is about to be released. We're pretty excited about that. So anyway, it sounds like for online businesses, the shift is pretty similar to traditional businesses, with the main difference being that more of the meetings are virtual. What kind of workload should a business owner, bricks and mortar or online, expect when leading the systemization change? I know for me it was actually a lot of work, but of course I was trying to figure out the Work the System method while I was doing it, But I was happy to do it. I was excited because I knew changes were going to happen. I was working my tail off anyway, so I knew that I could continue to work my tail off for a few more weeks, a couple of more months, and kind of get a grip on this thing and get my business organized and on its way. And that's what I did. I'm curious, what was it like for the online jewelry company?
I won't lie. It was actually a lot of work for her. But like you said, entrepreneurs are already working hard anyways. So it was a shift in what she worked on. She just started putting her efforts in the right kind of work. That's what made the difference. For those of you who are looking for some easy way out of this, there really is none. You do have to put in the work. It's called heavy lifting for a reason, but it's the right work. It's what working on the business actually means. You know, you're building assets, you're building long-term structure that's going to last you for a lifetime. It's going to keep paying dividends year over year over year. So it's really a smart investment. So for her, in, I would say about 4 months, she took a 10-day vacation to Mexico. And then a few months later, she spent a month traveling in Australia. She had family there. She just worked on and off while she was there. So using the work the system method, getting the systems of her business isolated, documented, and perfected gave her the freedom she was looking for. The key when leading this change is being committed to the marathon, the long term, the long vision, leading by example. This is something that you're not going to just do in a day or a week. It is a new lifestyle shift. And if you see it that way and you commit to spending a few hours a day, a few hours a week, moving one step forward each week, the results will come. It's inevitable. There's no way around it. You're just going to get better and better results with time. So a confident leader knows that, and they'll just take one step after another, and they'll see the efficiencies, and those efficiencies will end up in the bottom line.
I love hearing about these businesses because it reminds me of how powerful this transformation can be. And it started in my own business, the business I still own today. It changed the business in my life forever. And it's so gratifying to see it changing businesses all over the world as well. I think, Josh, we're running about, in our coaching, about 60% of our businesses within the United States. 40% is elsewhere, and a number of people in developing countries as well, which is pretty cool. After the company is all going in the proper direction with regards to the primary documentation, the strategic objective and operating principles, how should the leader kick off the third set of documents, which are the working procedures, the actual description of each of the processes, how to answer the phone, how to produce the product, the nuance, how to create a payroll for a traditional business. In an online business, it might be how to go through a launch, 1, 2, 3, 4. Generally speaking, how does the leader kick off the working procedures part of this, which comes after the strategic objective and operating principles document?
Great question. Your last point there is key. It does need to come after the structure. So that's number one. Don't jump ahead. I see it all the time. Well, as far as the way to do it, the short answer is it depends. And I say this because I have just seen it done so many different ways, whether it's an industrial plumbing company I'm working with where 90% of the staff is in the field. They're not by a computer. All the way to the digital marketing agencies where everyone's virtual and everyone's on the computer all the time. It's just different the way they do it. But the critical thing is to lead the procedure project correctly with sound judgment and clarity and consistency and having a plan in place and being willing to tweak that plan and adjust it depending on the feedback from your team. So you have to really get engaged, let everyone know we're doing this no matter what. There's going to be some bumps the first few weeks. Give me some feedback. We're going to continue in this direction. I have probably a pretty good example to share. I'm working with a business owner right now. Well, actually, he has two businesses, one business owner, two businesses. He has a medical clinic in California that's, you know, bricks and mortar. There's real doctors there. It's a real business, real office, real staff. And then he also has an online business where he sells products and services online. Two businesses. So in the physical clinic, we developed a procedure project plan. We isolated the procedures. We delegated the procedures to the staff. They had an office manager who was then the procedure project manager, and they met weekly. And every week they updated new procedures, they trained with new procedures, they tweaked the procedures, and then they went back to work. They went back to work on the patients, and it was this weekly ritual. And every week, a few steps forward, a few steps forward. They were just consistent with that, and it worked. It allowed them to get their production done with their clientele and then focus on the business, kind of a wearing hat A and wearing hat B. Worked quite well. Now, in the online business, very different. The owner was much more involved in leading his team, and he had a series of contractors. They were virtual. They were in different time zones. So instead of working this group meeting where everyone came together, it was more him working with each one of these individual contractors who were experts in their own particular areas of the business. And so he would push a procedure down to them, or I would say assign a procedure down to them. They would work on it. They were the expert. They would give it back to him. He would review it, approve it, maybe go back and forth a few times. And so that each one of those areas of the business was getting more and more efficient independently. And the owner's job was then to combine those procedures into a whole. Just a different way to do it. It was the same owner, two companies, one traditional bricks and mortar and one online. So there's a lot of ways to do this. But the key is sticking with it once you start and making sure your team knows this is the new way and getting them on board. It's the bottom-up philosophy you talk about in your book, Sam. That's key. The people on the ground know the work better than you. Involving them is going to be what makes the procedures work.
Let me recap some of the takeaways here, Josh. First, get the work the system mindset outside and slightly elevated and seeing your world as a collection of separate systems. That's really different from how most people see their worlds as a swirling, confused mass of sights, sounds, and events. The systems mindset thing is very logical, and it's a wonderful way to look at the world because it's a more accurate way to look at the world. And then second, get your team on board and use a strategic objective and operating principles, and not in a passive or a weak way, but boldly and definitively. Third, exactly describe how your systems operate, and all systems execute over time. They're linear. So exactly describe your systems using working procedures in order to be congruent to your strategic objective and operating principle. Really, it's very, very simple thing, and this part of it is the same with every single business you work with, Josh. I know it is, but as you said, each situation is different, and there has to be some flexibility there. Anything else?
You nailed it, Sam. Those are the basics. Those are critical to get right for making a successful shift. It has to be simple. If it's not simple, then your team, some of them are going to get left behind. You and I have certainly seen that happen with leaders who make it complicated. They use complicated software. They use complicated naming systems, complicated methodology, and they lose their team. And that's the whole key, is to carry your team with you through this process. So you get the basics set in motion, and then you can apply the methodology, and this is the fun part for me, into every other area of your business because it touches everything. Your offerings will likely be tweaked, your pricing, you're probably going to make some adjustments with your people, you're going to probably modify how you work with vendors, your contracts, probably new elements with your sales and marketing and delivery. There's so many areas that the work system methodology will touch in your business, and that's where you can make these incremental improvements in each area. For a few weeks, you might really focus in on the sales and that experience and all the systems associated with that, and then you might jump over into the delivery, and then you might jump over into the administrative functions, making each one of them from, let's just say, 80% effective to 98% effective. So each one of these areas is going to allow you to grow, to scale, to make your business more and more based on the structure you built, on the systems you built, and on the team you're building. And this is what allows the owners to get freedom. It's building it brick by brick. It's the work that 99% of business owners just don't do. They won't do it. They're afraid to do it. They don't know how to do it. And it's really what gives you the freedom. And that's why I love watching these companies and helping them go through this transition, because then they really achieve why they became business owners in the first place, right? I mean, no one wants to be a business owner to be an employee. they become a business owner to really have this freedom, both in terms of time and in terms of money.
And for those of you who are attempting to make this shift right now, I have some advice for you. First, do it now. There'll never be a better time, and you've heard that colloquialism before, that platitude, but it's really true. It's never going to be simple and easy. It's going to take a little bit of what we call heavy lifting, and staying where you are right now will ensure that you stay an employee in your own operation, likely an overworked and underpaid employee. And second, if you've not read my book, do it. Read the front matter, and that's the two prefaces and the introduction, and that'll give you a good feel for it. Get through part one. I think you'll find it very interesting once you start it. It's free to download off the website, and you can get the audio for free off the website, too. Or you can buy it at your local bookstore or on Amazon. It's really a nice book. It's a hardcover book. Buy it through our website. It's better. It's a 70% discount from Amazon, 70, 70. And we'll get it off to you. Third, if you're committed to making this change, I highly recommend signing up for a next round of group coaching. We only do a few sessions per year, and the next round opens up in a little over a month, in July. We've done seven groups over the last 3 years. And every time we've had stellar results from our graduates. Like I said at the beginning, I believe we're at a 98% success rate. And it's not very expensive. And it lasts 6 months, but it's just a couple hours a week, a few hours a week. Josh, you want to say a little more about this?
Yes, I do want to make a few announcements about the coaching program because we have had tremendous success with it, better than I think either of us thought. Our first time we offered it, about 4 years ago, maybe 3.5 years ago, we had just one coaching client, the Taekwondo Studio up in Moose Jaw, Canada. They had amazing success. They went from one location to three locations, major growth. And then every time we've done it, we've just gotten better and better and better. And now we have hundreds of graduates. And this next time we do it, we have seven new modules. We have new programs like growth systems, fulfillment systems, marketing systems. It's just going to be better than ever. I'm really excited about it because this is my passion. This is what I take personally, is seeing these companies make the shift, walking with them through it, analyzing every aspect of their business along the way. It's a powerful program, and I know it works because we've done it again and again and again. It's time-tested. So if you're interested in getting over the hump, over this heavy lifting phase, and you just want to get it done, I highly recommend you do the program. No, it's not open right now, but you can certainly get on the waiting list. And when we offer it next, I'd love to work with you.
Okay, good, Josh. And you can find out more about the coaching and some other products and services we have on the website, workthesystem.com. And coaching is under services. You can check that out. There's a lot of detail there. Well, Josh, a lot of great stuff today. And I hope everyone listening to this not only knows the specific steps they must take to make the shift happen in their business now, but also feel inspired to take the leap. And as we said at the beginning, you got to do it. You've got to do it. You've got to. We can show you what to do, but you have to take action. And whatever you're going to do to get freedom in your life, lots of money, lots of time, and peace, peace, personal peace, you're going to have to do mechanical things. And we're talking about your business, bricks and mortar, online, or you're an employer or a manager in a department and you want to make it better, you're going to have to do some mechanical things. This is not feel-good stuff. The feel-good comes after the mechanical improvements. My second book will be out at the end of the year, and I talk a lot about this, how a lot of people feel they have to get their head straight first before the mechanical changes will happen, and that's not true. You have to get your mechanics in your life straightened out first. And we're talking about businesses today. So I like to say, so if your lover just left you, you're 3 months behind on your mortgage payment, and your car was just repossessed, and your boss hates you, it's pretty hard to sit down and do a meditation and feel all peaceful. It's just not going to happen. You have to fix the mechanical stuff. And once the mechanical part is fixed, then you're going to have the time and the freedom to go into the spiritual place. But really, every day is a spiritual thing you'll find with the systems mindset. The miracle's right in front of our faces right now. So I hope you're inspired to make the leap. Real business owners are making this shift happen all the time. We're here to help you. Thanks, Josh, and I'll catch you later.
Thanks, Sam. This was fun. Talk to you soon.